Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Cross Sports. Hit it!
Hey, Cross Sports fans! Cross Sports is for all sports fans. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports! In his first career Major League Baseball start, Arizona Diamondbacks left-handed pitcher Tyler Gilbert threw a no-hitter against the San Diego Padres. Tyler Gilbert is the first pitcher to throw a no-hitter at home, and he's the third pitcher in franchise history to throw a no-hitter for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The first one to do it was Randy Johnson in 2004, and the second one was Edwin Jackson in 2010. He threw a no-hitter in his first game? Are you kidding me? I think he's going to do another one this year. If not, he'll do it again next year. But the Arizona Diamondbacks found a star in Tyler Gilbert. In professional boxing, Nico Ali Walsh, Muhammad Ali's grandson, got the TKO victory last weekend in his pro debut wearing his grandfather's shorts from the 1960s. This story was first reported by ESPN. It's in the family. We all know that Muhammad Ali is the greatest boxer of all time. Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla Ali, is the greatest woman boxer in history. And actually, she could beat up men. She used to train against men, and she used to beat them. I would hate to get in the ring with her. I'd be screaming, not her. And Muhammad Ali's grandson, Nico? Oh, we might be hearing that chant again. Ali, Ali, Ali. It can happen in the near future. I think it could happen. In the Paralympics, all fans will be barred from the Paralympics in Japan because of the coronavirus pandemic, just as they were from the recently completed 2020 Tokyo Olympics. I'm fine with that. It's keeping everyone safe. That's more important. In women's Division I college volleyball, the poll rankings came out earlier this week, and the Texas Longhorns are the number one team in the country. The Wisconsin Badgers are number two, and the defending national champions, Kentucky Wildcats, are number three. Kentucky, they could repeat, but I'm not feeling them this year, but I could be wrong. They could repeat, but we have to wait and see. The Wisconsin Badgers, they were the number one team last year, but something about Texas Longhorns, I think they could win it all this year. So we'll see what happens. Anything can happen between now and then, but right now I'm going with the Texas Longhorns, and my second choice would be the Wisconsin Badgers. All right, I have to talk about this. I really do. If you haven't heard already, U.S. gymnast Simone Biles was bitten by a German Shepherd dog last week. According to MarieClaire.com, the 24-year-old Olympic athlete shared a video that gave followers a look at her wound and explained that she had to get a tetanus shot as a result of the incident. That young lady has been going through a lot. Her aunt passed away 2 days before she did the balance beam, mental health issues, and now a dog attacking her. And I saw the video. I saw the picture. It's a big gash on her right pointer finger on the left side of it. It's a big gash there. And Simone Biles, I think God is trying to tell you something. I hope you're listening. God is calling you. God is trying to tell you something, that he loves you and he's trying to bring you to the next level in your life. Having God in your life is not a sin. It will promote you to bigger and better things in your life. And you don't have to be a professional athlete to have God in your life. God loves everyone. Just open the door and let him in, because he's a gentleman. Let him in into your life. In the NFL, the video game Madden 22 came out today. So all you video gamers and football fans out there, go and buy Madden 22 today. Enjoy and have fun with it. And finally, last Saturday, my friends, Derek, Stacy, Ovidio, and myself went to the Chicago Bears game at Soldier Field against the Miami Dolphins. That's the first time I've ever tailgated before a Bears game, and it won't be the last. That's for sure. I had a great time with my brothers. Derek, who is a chef, cooked for us. Derek has his own business and it's called Appealing Gourmet. I have the links where you can find his business on Instagram and Facebook in the description down below of this episode. Reach out to Derek so he can cook you some awesome food. You will not regret it. Trust me, I know. And Derek, I'm looking forward to you making those chicken wings that you talked about on the way home from the Bears game. I can see it in the near future, like the very near future. Shout out to you, Derek. Thank you for cooking for all of us. We truly appreciate it. Ovidio, Stacy, and myself, we truly enjoyed it. Now, as far as the game itself against the Miami Dolphins last weekend, it was boring in the first half. It was like watching paint dry. I almost fell asleep. Stacy almost fell asleep twice. Derek was over the game. He was like, I'm done. A video was getting bored as well. But at the end of the first half and halfway through the third quarter, Bears rookie quarterback Justin Fields went to work. Overall, Justin Fields went 14 for 20, 142 passing yards, one touchdown pass, five carries, 33 rushing yards, and one rushing touchdown. Something else is going to blow your mind about Justin Fields. Check this out. According to the Chicago Audible on Twitter, the passing ratings of first-round quarterbacks in their preseason debut. Number 5, New England Patriots and 15th overall pick, Mac Jones. His was 78.2. Number 4, New York Jets and second overall pick, Zach Wilson. He had 86.8. Number 3, Jacksonville Jaguars and first overall pick, Trevor Lawrence, 90.5. Number 2, San Francisco 49ers and third overall pick, Trey Lance, 93.7. And number 1, Chicago Bears 11th overall pick, Justin Fields, 106.7. And I know it's just a preseason game, but three quarterbacks were taken before Justin Fields. And if I could sum up Justin Fields' football game in one word, it's this: unpredictable. Tomorrow, the Buffalo Bills come into town to face the Chicago Bears at 12 p.m. Central Time on Fox and other networks as well. The Bears starters will play more in this game, and former Chicago Bears 2017 NFL draft pick in the first round, second overall draft pick, quarterback Mitch Trubisky returns to Soldier Field to face his former team. Trubisky is the second string quarterback behind quarterback Josh Allen in Buffalo, but Josh Allen would not play tomorrow against the Bears. So we will see Mitch Trubisky start against his former team. It would be great to watch the Bears game tomorrow on a Saturday afternoon. Hey, sports fans, please turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and Amazon Music. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next week on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.